From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president answers critics of his firing of the director of the FBI. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his move to fire FBI Director James Comey, saying he lost the confidence of everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. In a series of Wednesday morning tweets, Trump said Comey will be replaced by someone who would do a far better job bringing back the spirit and prestige of the FBI. Critics of the move to dismiss Comey have said it raises questions about the FBI's probe into Russian meddling in the November presidential election and possible collusion between Trump campaign aides and Russian interests. Trump, in a blunt letter to Comey Tuesday, told him, "You are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately." The president added that Comey is not able to effectively lead the bureau. Comey was speaking to a group of FBI employees in California when he learned he'd been fired. Media reports say he saw mention of his dismissal on TV screens, but initially thought it was a prank. So far, he's not made any public statement. Former U.S. Attorney General Antonio Gonzalez spoke with VOA about that.
I think that's very unfortunate. I wouldn't want to be treated that way. I think that I would deserve the courtesy, of a phone call from the president or the vice president, or the chief of staff, or the attorney general. And so I have a problem with that. I just don't think that's, a good way to treat people. You hire good people, and you need to treat them well. And I, as a former attorney general, I know the lessons of, being respectful when you're removing someone. And so. I think that was unfortunate.
Former U.S. Attorney General Antonio Gonzalez, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is welcoming Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to the State Department for talks expected to be dominated by the two countries' differences over Syria and Ukraine.
I want to welcome Foreign Minister Lavrov to the State Department and express my appreciation for him making the trip to Washington so that we could continue our dialogue and our exchange of views that began in Moscow with the dialogue he hosted on a very broad range of topics.
Tillerson and Lavrov did meet in Moscow last month amid tensions over the U.S. bombing of a Syrian airfield after alleged chemical attacks by Syrian forces on civilians, including many children, as well as a Russian plan to establish so-called safe zones in Syria. Some Democratic lawmakers say they're very concerned by the ongoing investigations into Russian hacking and other interference in the 2016 U.S. elections and possible collusion between members of then-candidate Donald Trump's team and Russia. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin told VOA he would like Tillerson to convey that concern to Lavrov. Later in the morning, Lavrov will meet with President Trump at the White House, his first time Lavrov has visited Washington since 2013. U.S. defense officials say a long-range Patriot missile battery may be deployed to the Baltic region later this year, part of a military exercise. If that move is finalized, it would be temporary, but signals staunch U.S. backing for Baltic nations that are worried about the threat from Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is visiting one of the Baltic countries, Lithuania, and he's declining to confirm the specific deployment. However, Mattis says we are here in a purely defensive stance. U.S. officials say the Patriot surface-to-air missile system could move into the Baltic region during an air defense exercise in July. They say it would be gone by the time a large Russian military exercise begins in August and September. The newly elected South Korean president Moon Jae-in said Wednesday he's ready to improve relations with rival North Korea, and to negotiate with China and the United States over the controversial deployment of a U.S. missile defense system in South Korea. Moon, accompanied by his wife, took the oath of office during a ceremony in Seoul just a day after his massive election victory. He defeated his two rivals, conservative Hong Jun-pyo and centrist An Chiol-soo, by a margin of 2-1 each. Moon's Democratic Party holds 119 seats in the 299-member National Assembly, while the two main conservative parties hold 126 seats. Despite not holding a supermajority in the legislature, he should be able to implement his policies. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.